As an American visiting Australia, I've had multiple conversations with locals about the differences between our two countries. We've talked about politics and jaywalking. We've discussed health insurance, and we've even talked about the number of weeks one gets off for vacations. Australians get and take a lot more vacation time than those of us in the States. Each of these conversations have helped me to understand more about the country I'm visiting, and it challenges me to see America through the lens of others. Of all the conversations I've had, one is particularly revealing, the one about guns. One of my conversations was with a park ranger who was guiding us through a rainforest. He'd grown up in the rainforest. He'd played there and he hunted there, and he valued having a gun, for as he explained, there are multiple snakes in the rainforest whose bites are deadly. In fact, the day we met him, he had just returned from a hike in which he had encountered a deadly snake. He joked that this snake's bite would have taken about 8 hours to kill a person, enough time to go home, have dinner, apologize to those one has wronged, and finish one's will. But joking aside, he explained that guns were not allowed in Australia, that here there are very strict gun laws. In 1996, there was a mass shooting in Tasmania. The shooting resulted in the then Prime Minister, John Howard, dramatically changing Australian gun laws. With a buyback for existing weapons, which resulted in the destruction of 650,000 guns, outlawing automatic and semi-automatic weapons, and strict laws on who is allowed to have guns, Australia is a different place. Reports of gun deaths have dramatically declined, and mass shootings are unheard of. Australian politicians and citizens saw that guns were a problem, and they did something about it. It seems to me that President Trump keeps speaking about a national emergency on America's southern border. He has, in fact, partially shut down the government because of it. Now he's even talking about taking extraordinary presidential actions to respond to what he claims is a national crisis. And yet gun violence, which is at epidemic proportions in the U.S., doesn't get that kind of attention. In America, when there's a mass shooting, which unfortunately happens regularly in our nation, politicians respond with thoughts and prayers, but little action. It seems to me that the courage, foresight, and willingness to act demonstrated by Australian politicians, which resulted in dramatically lowering gun violence, should be an inspiration for us in the United States. I can't imagine that the founders of our nation, who penned the words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, intended the Second Amendment to be interpreted in such a way that gun violence would wreak havoc amongst its citizens. Twisting the words of that amendment to allow guns to be so easily accessible does a disservice to our founders, our nation, and our citizens. It's time for us to demand gun restrictions that do result in real change. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.